This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
This is the Dunedin Chinese Culture Show. 欢迎收听 Dunedin 中国文化秀。
Hello everybody, welcome back to our show. Today at our show, we have another guest speaker who is also a member of the Dunedin Senior Chinese Association. She's also new in town and she's also a new member in our association. So we thought we'll invite her to introduce herself and let's get to meet her today. So, 晶晶，欢迎你来到我们的节目。然后呢，今天你自我介绍一下呗，然后看看你有什么可以对观众说的。
谢谢。我先自我介绍一下，我是从中国上海来的，我名字叫晶晶。这次来丹尼丁呢是来看我的女儿。上一次来丹尼丁的时候呢，还是我来参加我女儿研究生的那个毕业典礼。一眨眼已经过去了三年多了，中间由于疫情的关系呢和女儿分开了。我女儿研究生毕业以后在这里工作，现在已经有了她的女儿。这次我就是待的时间想久一些，来看看外甥女和女儿，看看能帮上什么。
So, Jingjing has introduced herself. She is from Shanghai, and she came to Dunedin to actually visit her daughter. So the last time she was here in Dunedin, she was actually traveling, and she came here 3 years ago before COVID to attend her daughter's graduation from the university. And after COVID, she actually hasn't even seen the granddaughter, and the daughter has had a baby. And so the last time she met them recently when she came is the granddaughter has already been celebrating the first birthday. So let's hear more.
说起来丹尼丁呢，是因为我女儿她之前旅游来过丹尼丁。她说丹尼丁是我们上海的姐妹城市，那个气候也比较相近，还有那些漂亮的历史建筑和我们的上海外滩是很像的，所以他非常喜欢这儿，而且他看见这里奥塔哥大学有他想学的专业，所以他就选择到这里来留学。
So the reason that she comes to Dunedin is also because initially when she, her daughter arrived and traveled Dunedin, she really, really liked it and went back and told mom. She was like, oh, it's really nice here in Dunedin. The climate's nice. She really likes the, buildings around in Dunedin, Otago. And then also, because Dunedin's a sister city of Shanghai. So the climate's good and the biggest reason she's here is actually because of the daughter.
这次来呢，我是想待半年。我女儿说，带我来这里到处走走。在这里呢，也能过一个在国外吧，过一个我们中国的年，让我体验一下。过年的时候，她带我去了兰园，我正好看见那里有表演，有各个民族各个国家的人都在表演，这上面我看见了我们有中国人在表演，他们表演什么呢？有太极，还有很漂亮很漂亮的那个扇子舞。那等结束的时候，我就想跟他们打个招呼，都是同胞嘛，我想跟他们说一下新年好。
So she plans to stay in Dunedin for 6 months. And when she arrived last time, to see her daughter, the daughter was saying, hey, it's, Chinese New Year and let's go have a look at what's happening in town. So at that time, we had the Dunedin City Council celebration at Lan Yuan, so the Chinese garden. They did the Chinese New Year celebration there and had a lot of, different ethnic dances and performances on that night. And there was also Tai Chi and the beautiful fan dance that the Dunedin City Senior Association usually performs at events. And she thought that it was really beautiful and she thought, oh, it's Chinese too, let's say hi. So she did meet up with the members of the Dunedin Senior Association after the performances on that day.
谁知道那个表演的都是老年人，但是看着他们很快乐，我就跟他们聊了起来。他们说但尼丁生活丰富多彩，有好多好多活动，他们动员我也参加，我就心动了，就是参加了。
So, she saw that all the performances, of course, were seniors, but she didn't know it was the Dunedin Senior Chinese Association. She just thought that it was just a Chinese performance. And then she was like, hey, it's all seniors there. So they all look really happy, and they perform really well. And so they had a chat after the event and got to know each other. And the members were like, hey, you know what? You can come join us too. We do have a lot of activities and we might get along. So she had a thought about it. She had a think about it. And then she was like, hey, maybe we should do that. And that's how she got involved.
和他们在一起，从开始过新年包饺子开始，到后面跟他们一起学习跳舞，一起学习打鼓。还开了英语班教我们学习英语，还到上台演出，没有想到现在我退休以后的生活是那么的不同，像年轻，又回到了年轻的时候。
Yeah, and she said, starting from Chinese New Year event, they got together and they did the dumplings day. So basically all of the members got together and did some dumplings for Chinese New Year to celebrate. And then she started from there, and then she started to join in the dance practices weekly, and then join in the free English classes that they have weekly. And also that she said that I didn't even expect that I could go on stage and perform after practicing with the senior association. So she had quite a few experiences with the members going out and doing performances and having fun. So she said that, hey, it's like senior life, retired life, but I'm living the young people's life and so active and doing lots of stuff.
这都得感谢我们协会，老年协会的会员，我们在学习的时候相互帮助，不管从生活或者其他方面，学习方面，都互相帮助。特别要感谢就是我们的会长史伟丁女士，因为我从一点都不懂开始学跳舞，我们里面有学习中国各个民族的舞蹈，有藏族舞、蒙古舞等等，好多好多，他都非常耐心的手把手的教我们，一边唱一边每一个动作都教我们，一步一步来，让我们慢慢的学会，也有了自信。
So she's thankful to the members of the Dunedin Senior Chinese Association for the support, not only in usual daily lives, but also in other aspects of being in Dunedin as well. So especially she mentioned about Wadi, the president of the Senior Association, where because she came knowing nothing about dances and she wants to join in. And so the president has taught her how to dance, and she has since learned Tibetan dance, the Mongolian dance, and she felt that, you know, it's a lot of patience that has been contributed to support her and making her feel very welcome.
在最近这几个月，我也参加了他们的一系列演出，有 Lawrence 啊，有见证我们中国文化节的演出，都是由多民族部搞的，说明了这是一个多民族和谐生活在一起的地方，我非常喜欢。
So she said in the recent months with the association, they have been out to not only the local Dunedin city to perform, she also been to Lawrence, the Chinese camp to perform, and the Arrowtown Spring Festival that the association went. You probably heard about the events from last few shows, and she said that she actually felt really nice going attending to them.
还有我要感谢一下我的邻居们，他们都很热情，当地的邻居，他们看到我从中国来，就邀请我喝茶，在他们漂亮的院子里面，他们还做了一些蛋糕啊什么的，跟我一起讲话，教我怎么样 能够跟人交流讲英语，还介绍了我一些软件，我现在在学习。
She's just saying that she's also very grateful being in Dunedin. She has really nice neighbors, and she felt that people around her are really, really nice. What happens was she was just sharing with us, saying her neighbors are being really friendly and inviting her over to have tea and cakes and stuff like that in the garden, sitting together, having chats, teaching her a little bit about the New Zealand life, and also teaching her about a lot of apps to use in New Zealand. So she's actually getting a hang of that.
在这个到处都是绿色的国家，还有花园城市，我没想到家家户户都种花，非常漂亮。现在我也开始学着种花，跟我们中国完全不一样，我又开始了新的尝试。
She said that being in such a lovely place, surrounded by gardens and flowers, she has fell in love with gardening recently. She has started learning gardening and trying to get gardening going. She said that it's such a big difference compared to Shanghai lifestyle.
啊，之前我生活在上海，我女儿也是在上海。那个时候呢，她在外企工作，工作很忙，生活节奏非常的快。他后来到了这里以后，他觉得完全能够适应那个慢节奏的生活，觉得这是在享受生活。除了在工作之外，更多的就是说走走看看，养养花草，对他觉得是非常好，跟以前完全不同。我来了以后也感受很深，觉得这里不但适合他年轻人，也适合我老年人。
So Jingjing was just saying the difference between Shanghai and Dunedin. She felt that so the daughter has been always telling her, well, it's like marketing Dunedin basically, saying how nice Dunedin's lifestyle is. It's slower, it's a lot nicer, it's relaxing, you can actually go have walks and stuff. It's a very big difference compared to the Shanghai lifestyle. And when she got here, she actually felt that, wow, that was actuallythat is actually quite an interesting lifestyle, and she thinks that not only it is suitable for the young ones, but it is also very suitable for her.
但尼丁这个城市，我最早是看了它这里有个但尼丁火车站，非常漂亮，是南半球维多利亚时代建造的，那个时候只从图片上看，后来我来旅游的时候，我女儿带我去看了，她还在这里做了那个义工，可以免费带我坐小火车游览，哦，我觉得非常好，非常美。
Yes, so Jingjing was saying, before coming to Dunedin, she only saw pictures of the Dunedin train station, which was very, very beautiful, and the whole building looks really awesome. And she said that when she got here, the daughter took her to the train station. And at that time, the daughter was a volunteer at the train station, and I think she said she got a free ticket to go on the train to have a look, which was really, really interesting.那你那个晶晶姐，那你来了以后还有什么去看过什么地方？你觉得丹尼丁很有意思的吗？就是你觉得很难忘的那种地方吗？
还有教堂，那哥特式教堂，我记忆特别那个，我很喜欢，很喜欢。
晶晶 also likes the churches in Dunedin, which is very very beautiful. 还有什么比较难忘或你喜欢去的地方吗？在丹尼丁
有它这个海边太美了。
It's all the beaches around Dunedin. 就是海边，然后可以拿一杯咖啡，然后坐在那看人，是不是挺好的？
对对对，太美了。
对。
能够身心完全的放松下来。
Yeah, I asked her if she liked having coffee, walking around, and maybe sometimes sitting by the beach and just watching people walk around. So it is actually relaxing, and she likes it too. That's a really good thing about Dunedin, where we have everything we need. 那你来到丹尼丁以后，你是坐公共交通呢，还是自己开车呢？
哦，我女儿开车。
啊，那你自己的话是坐公共交通是吧？
对，公共交通我也办了那个卡，很方便。
Yeah, she, I was just asking her if she uses the public transport, and she said the daughter drives and she uses the public transport, and it's quite convenient for them too. 那你是那个，就是经常来那个社区活动的话，是不是也就是从家里来也挺方便的，就是坐 bus， 对。
没有，那我走过来，我家里过来很方便。
Okay, I was asking her if it was really convenient to get to the community house to attend the association's activity, and she said that she actually lives nearby, which she walks here, which is really, really great. 那我们再说一下那个协会吧，我们协会不是有很多那个活动吗？然后不是星期一还有那个星期一你们做什么？跳舞。
星期一我们跳舞。跳各种舞蹈。
哎，对，然后星期三是上英文课是吧？
英语课啊，对。
大概什么时间呢？
是早上10:15到12:30样子。
那she's asking about what they do at the association. So every Monday, it's quarter past 10 to 到几点来着？
12:30。
Until 12:30. They do.Dances on Monday, and then on Wednesday they do English classes. 那你们的英文是大概学了什么东西？你能记得住吗？
学的是日常用语。从简单的开始，因为我们都是年纪大的嘛，要从基础的开始。因为我们小学的时候，那个时候还没有英语课，不是像现在那样。
Yeah. So she's just saying that I was just asking about the English classes if she can remember what she learns. She said English classes usually you learn about the daily uses of English. So basically just for them to go grocery shopping and living around town, just useful words basically. She said that because last time when she was at primary school, they didn't teach English because in China, of course, long time ago, they don't do English lessons compared to now in the Chinese education system.You learn English really, really early in life. 那我们就是跟大家说一下，就是收个尾呗。我们也差不多到那个节目的尾端了。那我们，你给那个听众说一下，你还有什么想告诉大家的吗？就是来加入了这个协会以后有什么感想？
加入了协会以后，就是说。他们会教会我很多尝试不同新的东西，不要觉得自己年纪大了不行了，还得学很多东西，生活乐趣很多很多，我在向他们学习中。
She's just saying that Jingjing said that after joining the association, she has been encouraged to try new things because even though she's retired, many people will think, oh, we'll retire, we shouldn't do anything else. But because of all the senior members in the association, they like to try new things. They like to, you know, learn new things, get together and do things together. She said that she has really changed her mindset on trying new things and doing more things even though she's retired. Like she felt that it's given her more life and time to do stuff like that. Yeah. So this comes to the end of our show. This is just introducing another new member of our association, of course. We have got lots of other members as well. It's just there have been an increase in new members this year, which is really exciting. And we have been getting them from the activities that we've been going out to do, which is really good because we want the new Chinese people that come into Dunedin, maybe they come to take care of their grandkids or have kids around here. Even if you're not that old, even though it's a senior association, actually, you can join and you can come and go anytime. So it's just having a gathering and just remembering your friends and remembering the culture. I think it's a good thing to be together and not be lonely. And it doesn't restrict you if you do not have any Chinese, you don't have any English language skills, because there's always help around.我就说那个就是协会来讲的话，就是不管年纪多大其实也是可以参加的，因为也没什么，就是大家一起华人就是在一起然后做做活动什么的，
有亲切感，
对，就是聚一下嘛，也挺开心的，也是对。所以说那个我们就到节目的尾端，感谢大家的收听。 Thank you everyone for listening. We'll see you next show. Thank you.
千年，一个人，风也过，雨也走，有过累，有过错，还记得坚持什么？真爱过，才会懂，会寂寞，会回首，总有梦，总有你在心中。朋友一生一起走，那些日子不再有，一句话一辈子，一生情一杯酒。朋友不曾孤单过，一声朋友你会懂，还有伤还要痛，还要走，还要记得坚持什么？真爱过，才会懂，会寂寞，会回首，总有梦，总有你在心中。朋友一生一起走，那些日子不再有，一句话，一辈子，一生情。一杯酒，朋友不曾孤单过，一生朋友你会懂，还有伤，还有痛，还要走，还有我。朋友一生一起走，那些日子不再有，一句话，一辈子，一生情。一杯酒，朋友不曾孤单过，一生朋友你会懂，还有伤，还有痛，还要走，还有我。
Hey!
朋友一生一起走，那些日子不再有，一句话，一生情，朋友曾孤单过，一生朋友你会懂，还有伤，还有痛，还要走，还有我，一句话，一生情。
谢谢各位老铁，新年快乐！我爱你们，谢谢谢谢。
感谢收听丹尼丁中国文化秀，期待下期节目再见。Thank you for listening to the Dunedin Chinese Culture Show. We look forward to having you with us again on our next show. If you would like to listen to our past shows or other OAR programs, head to our podcast on oar.org.nz or stay with us live on FM 105.4 or on AM 1575. Have a great day.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.